Tanina Liyarshim Chesed Gilmashonim, that means if the father died, something the father himself would have signed it, it wouldn't have been believed, we have right Tanina for the son. But something here that the father himself would have signed it, we would not believe the father, unless we can bring a proof, so we do not say Tanina to the sons. So how could you tell me if the father is alive, we would not believe the father? But now that the father died, we should believe the Yarshim, let the Yarshim keep the money. Rava Apik Zuga Disarbala, Rav himself took away some type of scissors. I should zug with Ryan Shosorki the Godam that they cut the clothing with, the tailor scissors. Vesafra the Garato and Svaraman Hagodo. Miyasme took away from Yisraimim below Raya without any proof. Rashes Habailim Shoyalhem Adim, Shem Shlem, I see him in Yisraimim below Raya. The Adim Shida Shashil Raviyam, Shay Yisraimim, the Fi Shayn Asuin Lahashil Haskir. Somebody owned this cipher before, and somebody owned the tailors owned the scissors before, and now it was found by your Simon. So when the owner comes back and says, you know, I lent it to your father, now that your father died, you took it over to give it back to me, we believe them. You have right to take it away, below Raya. Bidvor Masur Mahashon Lahaskir. Something that's normal to lend. Here also, since the owner, if the father would have been alive, so the tailor would be allowed to take it away from the father. Because these are things that's normally lent to somebody else. So I have a right to say, it's my scissors. What is it doing by you? How come you're holding on to it? It's normal to say I lent it to you. Even though now that their father died, the Yisraelim are having it, still we take it away from the Yisraelim. So you see, you don't say any new Svara, Samazoi, Tanini, Li Yisraelim. We don't say that Svara, Tanini, Li Yisraelim. So how come over here? What do you want to tell me now? That if the father would be alive, he would not keep it. But now that he died and the Yisraelim take over, you give it to the Yisraelim, you don't say that Svara. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kedisholach Rav Huna Bar Avin, that Vor Masun Hashol Lahaskil, the Yom Malakuchin, and the Yodi Ein Anemon, under this part of the Kashrol, that you see, like Rav Huna said, that something that's normal to lend out to somebody else. It's normal for me to lend you, I'll lend you my pen, it's a normal thing. And now you're holding on to my pen and you claim that you bought the pen of me. And I said nothing doing, I stopped lent you the pen. Look, Riz, you're not believed, we don't believe you. Stam the fact you're holding on to it is no real proof that you bought it. Like, we know for sure the pen belonged to me yesterday. Now, you're holding on to it. So regular metalslim, we say there's a chazaka right away. What are you doing holding on to mine? It must be that you bought it off me. But that's only something that's not normal for me to lend it to you. But something that's normal that I lent to you, so I know what it's doing by you. I lent it to you. If so, stam the fact you're holding on to it is no proof. This is all part of the kasha. The Gemara says in Achmanami Kasha, Staka Kasha. So we see over here that even though the father died, and now the Yisraelim are holding on to the Sifri Agoda, or else holding on to the scissors, still the tailors or the Baal of the Sefer has a right to come back and take it away from the Yisraelim. They have a right to say, listen, you took this over from your father, I lent it to your father. What's the reason why? Because since the father would not be believed to keep it, the father has no proof. Just the chazak of holding on to these things is no proof that it belongs to him. That's Rav Chizkiah. That's Rav Huna's halacha. That dvarim ha'asuyim la'hashel la'askir, things that are normal that I shall lend to you, stam the fact that you're holding on to it is no proof that you bought it off me. So just like by the father has no proof, the same thing when the father dies and the Yisraelim take over, we would take it away from the Yisraelim. We would not let the Yisraelim keep it. You see, such a svarim that we do not say tanina to the Yisraelim anything more than the father's rights. If the father has no right to keep it, we'll take it away from the Yisraelim also. Therefore, Takasha before also. How come you want a tainel? What's the Shan Shmuel that he said to Rav, be minded to me? Then a case where the person dies, we do not take it away from the Yisraelim. Question is, why not? Rashi's Rashbam says, Kasha, levidan. Kasha, Hamaya, my Shmuel, my Liyava, why did Shmuel say over? My father should be minded to me. Why should his father be minded? Why should Rava be minded? Nakura, just like we would not say Tanina to the father would not get it. Who Adin, the Yisraelim also would not get it. Tanachama Tekasha on Shmuel. How the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chizda. Chizda sounds like this. Omar Rav Chizda. Omar Rav Chizda. Loisho Nuelo. Te'ein Chalukin B'Yisosan. Only when they're not separate in their food, they eat together. Hashbam says, Loisho Nu. That's what Rav says, that he has to bring the proof. Again, the case was again where the father died and there were a few brothers left over, and the oldest brother is taking care of the affairs, the money affairs of the house. And then the older brother has a shtar that he bought something, and he tanya he bought it with his own money. And the other brothers say, no, you spent it from the mishpacha's money. So Rav says, olav lo b'rai, he has to bring the proof. The father has to be, the oldest son, he has to bring a proof that he really bought it with his own money. Min hastam we say he bought it with the mishpacha's money, and the other brothers have a right to it. So when did Rav say this? Lo shonu ela de'ein chalukin b'sosan, means they're not separate, eating separately. They're all eating together. Shbam says, b'shum dava b'yerlam, hafilu b'sosan, nukach mein lo elizeh, klum b'loyochim. Like everything is done together, like there's one mishpacha money here. There's one pocket for this mishpacha. And they all eat together, they buy together, they spend all the money together. Then Rav said a svara that one brother has no right to say that this shtar that says he bought property, he bought it with his own money. No, since everything they're doing together, most probably it's the mishpacha's money. Avu chalukin b'sosan, but let's say they don't do everything together. Let's say they eat separately. Each brother has his own account, has his own money to eat on. Then ema m'sosay kimutz. Then we say, no, this older brother gathered together the money that he spends on eating, and with that money he bought this property. Therefore, the other brothers would have to bring the proof if they want to say he spent the mishpacha's money. But once they're separated at one point, that they have separate accounts, so then we have right to say that this brother gathered together all that money, and with his own share, he went and he bought this house. So therefore, then the din would be, Rav would agree to Shmuel that the other brothers have to bring a proof if they want to take it. Now, Raya B'mai, what type of a proof could he bring? Without this, Rav says that the brother himself has to bring a proof that he owns it. What type of a proof could he bring? So Rashbam says, Ad Rav Koi, we're asking the question now according to Rav. Shehalocha Kamaisu, we take a pastor like Rav. Because he, Ad Shmuel, we're going to go into Shmuel, Hechi Yom Rav. Shaysh Raya became a star, where Shmuel, Yisle Alachim, Lovi Raya, Sergla Listle star, Faket, the proof should be the opposite. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says, we believe this older brother. And Adarab, the other brothers, they want to take it away from him, they have to bring a proof. So their proof is that that star was no good. So Kisiyah, the Gemara is going according to Rav. That according to Rav, what type of a proof does the older brother have to bring in order to be able to keep this property? So Raya B'mai, so Rabbi Roma Raya the Edim. He has to bring Edim. So Rashbam says, Abal Ashtar Lohavi Raya to me Yisosve Kimutz. Or in Yavi Imo Yorish. For a moment so star is Lola Shaloi. He has to bring a proof of Edim that he spent his own money. Rav Shesh Yisoma Raya Mekim Ashtar. It's enough just to bring a proof that the star is a Kosher star. Again, the older brother that was taking care of the money matters of the family now has a star that he just bought himself some property. And he claims the money he spent was from his own private money. So he has to, Rav says, we don't believe him. He has to bring a proof. So Rav Sheshi says, what type of a proof does he have to bring? He has to bring a proof of Kiyam Ashtar. Shpam says, the Kiyam Ashtar, Shekosvoloi Bezdin Hempik Al Ashtar Zeh. He has to bring a proof that Bezdin was already Mekayim Vishtar. Bezdin signed on it, that's a good star. The chiv of the kaimu bezin, since bezin was mekayim the star, both koshtar the chokul beomdo lemitas adover, shekol akosu b'shtar emesu, b'shtar rekosu b'shma shalzeh, that's enough. And in the star it says that this brother Reuven, he's the one that bought this property. So if bezin put a hentvik, they put their signature on it, that they said the star is mekuyim, it's a good star, so most probably whatever it says is also emes. But since the star says that this older brother Reuven bought it, we believe him when he says he spent his own money from it. Oh, Malay Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi said to Rav Nachman, Horav, Horshmuel, Horav Bob Rav Sheshes, Ma Kaman Svirle, who do you hold like? That's what Rabbi said to Rav Nachman. Rashi says, Rabbi Rav Sheshes, the Polo Galib the Rav, Vikarav Svirle, Rai Bamai, Ikarav, Vikarav, Ikarav Sheshes. Says, so, why do you argue then? It's time, yes, Michelle, yes, Rav Nachman, I guess the Machlokes over here. So let me hear, who do you hold like? Mar, Kaman Svirle. Omle said like this, I know me myself, Masnisi Yadana. I know a Brisa. The Tanya would run like this. Echod Min Achin, one of the brothers, Shoyenoi, Saint Vinoi Sebetech Abayas. Like one, the older brother, was taking care of all the money matters of this household. And this older brother now has a star that he bought property. For he has a shtar that he lent somebody money, he has the right to collect the money. The yomer, and he says, Ishnal Shalihain, that it belongs to me, this is my own private money. I bought it with my own private money. Shinosul leave me base avi imam, that this money came to me from my own mother's house. I have my own separate money I have there. Is Olav Lavi Riot. Says clearly that this older brother has to bring the proof. Because Minastam we say that since he's taking care of the Mishpacha's money, he bought it with the Mishpacha's money. If he wants to say something not normal that he spent his own private money, he has to bring a proof. And the same thing with Chaim Moisha, she noises the noises of the Chabayis. If a lady is also taking care of the money matters in the house, for her Yoinois Ushtaris Yaitsun al Shmoi, and there's a star now that says that she just bought property, or that she lent somebody money. For Yom Rosh Alihan, and she wants to sign this as her own private money. She did not buy it with her husband's money, but she bought it with her own private money. And where did she get her own private money from? Shenof Luli mi beis avi abba, from her father's house. Oy mi beis avi ima, or else from the mother's house. So she says she spent her own private money. So again, who do we believe here? So it also says, Olav Lavi Raya. She has to bring the proof. Minastam we say when a wife takes care of her husband's matters, and she went and bought something right now, we have a right to say it's the husband's money. And she wants to say, claim it as for her own, that she spent her own money, it's Olav Lavi Raya. The Gemara says, my v'chein, what do we need a second case? Well, the Chorot Hayin Wach. The Teretz is, now the time I would have thought to say, Isha, wife, Kivon de Shavicha lo milson, the Amri kotorcha kami yasmi, loy gozlo mi yasmi kamash malon. I would have thought to say that a wife we believe, because by a wife, Kivon de Shavicha lo milson, it's l'chura, like it's good for her to leave the property in the Mishpacha's house, that her own yisoyim, her own kids will take over. That this that you're saying it belongs to her, it won't go to her own kids. So Chura, she's better off saying the money belongs to her than to her husband. So when she says it's her own money, I would have thought to say maybe we should believe her. The Amri Kotorcha Karmi Yasmin Le Gozla Shmiya, she wouldn't steal from Yisaymin. Kamash Latzachidish know that by a wife also we did not believe her. Even though she's saying she spent from her own money, we did not believe her. The Rashbam says that the Shvicha Le Milsa, Chashivisulo, Shemamina Moiso, Bezdin Lassas Apotropos, Vesho Yisoymin, Vegam Mishabchi Noiso, Bnei Yodom Akach, Omikusha Godol Tiyomar Al Shalahen, Shushalo, she's taking care now of Yisoymin, so she wouldn't do something not right. So if I would have thought to say we should believe her, Kamashma, no, still we do not believe her. Still, we have a thought to say that really it's the husband's money, it's not she's taking it for herself. Unless she could prove it. That's the Chiddush. Not only in the first case, but even in this case also, we say we do not trust her, and she has to bring a proof. Not only by the brother, but even by this wife. Now, the Ned Vormamurim, the Machzik, Abu Beloisin, Maton of Lachet Shechokin. When do we say there's no Raya of a Chazoka, only by Chazoka? But if you give away from Maton or else brothers that divide up, then it's different. So it's like this now. Also, kol hani di amrina lav nei chazaka ninu. What was the Mishnah saying? All the cases in the Mishnah got finished saying, these are cases that there's no chazaka. A man doesn't have a chazaka in his wife's property, the wife not the husband, the son and the father and the son. So I was repeating over, the medra murim b'machzik. We're talking about that. Also, kol hani di amrina lav nei chazaka ninu. We're saying already they have no proof of chazaka. So my answer, the Mishnah means like this. Chasurei Nechzera, something is really missing in the Mishnah. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Samar says again, yeah. Also, Kalhani di Amrino and Lab Bnei Chazoka Ninu. Samar says, Chasurei Nechzera, something is missing. Vokhi Gitar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Vamed Vamamurim, the Chazoka Sheshim Otaina. When do we say we do not believe these people, a husband over his wife? That's only Chazoka Sheshim Otaina. Kagarin Moicher. And Oimer Loi Mocharti, Lakeachom Lakachti, there is a question where there's a tainer involved. That he says, I bought it, he says, no, I did not sell it. So then, we believe the one that says he did not sell it. Will it believe the wife, will leave the husband, leave the son, leave the father, and the chazoka is no proof. Albu chazoka, sheni motaino, but in the case of a chazoka, doesn't have any tainers to it. Kegoin, noisein matono, you give a present, or else viachim shachoku. Brothers that the father died, and now they're taking over the Yerusha, dividing up the Yerusha. They have Machzik v'nichsia ger till the Miknei b'Yalmahu, where it's only start making a regular kinyan. There's no time involved. You're not a question now that you want to bring a proof of a chazaka of 3 years that you're living there. We're not talking about a time here. We're talking about right now where there's no owner involved. Some, you want to come to make a chazaka. Somebody is giving it to you from Atana. So you have to make a chazaka kinyan here. Or else when brothers divide up Yerusha, there's not a question of a chazaka cheskas gimushonim. They want to make a kinyan now. Or else a machzik v'nichsia ger. If a ger dies and he has no yoshin, so whoever comes first, come get it. Then the Mishnah says, you should know, no'al geder, if somebody closes the fence, or no'al geder, poras kosher, if you break open an opening in the fence a little bit, harezu chazoka, that's a different type of halacha. That's like we know, karka nikna b'shloshe dvarim, tekesa b'shtara b'chazoka. You could buy property with a shtar, with chazoka, so this is the way you make a chazoka kinyan. That's what the Mishnah means to end off. Toni Ravoshia. The Kiddushin the Bei Levi. First you learned by the Kiddushin the Bei Levi. Yeah. That Noal Geder Porat Kolshu, the fun of a Rezu Chazaka. That if you do one of these things, if you know Geder, you close the fence, or else Porat, you make an opening in the fence, Koldu, in front of the first owner, then I raise the chazaka. But mashman has to be done befonav in front of him. So more makes a dig befonav ish, then befonav loy. Only in front of him, yes, not in front of him, no. Like, why not? The chord is a chazaka. Kenyan is a new Kenyan chazaka. What do I have to do that in front of him for? Like Rashbam says. Yeah. And the more says before says that the Gedushin, the Bei Levi, so Rashbam explains that means the Sefta, the Bright, and the Sefta Kedushin. It means the Bright is in the Sefta Kedushin. Shesid the Levi count, Kamosh, Shesid Rabchia, Rabbashia. Just like Rabchia, Rabbashia made Brightes, who the Levi also made Brightes in the Sefta Kedushin. So learning the Sefta Kedushin, he made this Bright about the Kinyan, and he said that the Kinyan Chazaka of Noy of a God of Parts before us. The Nekach of Memcha Mari, the Nam the Kedushin, the Karkinik of the Chazaka. From the time the Gemara before of who did the chazaka before of Moicher and Novogod before of Loita the chazaka, but to me, like, why not? If you make the Kenyan not in front of the Moicher, why not?